anti-government protests broke out today in one of Israel's neighbors, Syria. Reports from the city of Homs say Syrian security forces fired into crowds. Thousands of people also took to the streets today in other Syrian towns and cities, including Banias. That's where President Bashar al-Assad recently sent troops and tanks to try to subdue protests. Journalists are barred from Syria, so reports cannot be independently confirmed. But Ben Gilbert met with some Syrian refugees in Lebanon. He shares with us their stories.
Many residents of the Syrian town of Arida were in northern Lebanon yesterday. They're now refugees here, only about 100 feet from their homes. A small stream marks the border. The refugees stand on the stream bank and watch as Syrian soldiers and troop transports move through their village. One of them, who we'll call Abu Muhammad for safety reasons, says he came here Saturday when Syrian army tanks began to fire on Arida. He says, "I fled with my family across the border when the tanks started shooting at the town. They came inside the town and were firing their big machine guns." Arida is one of the dozens of Syrian towns and cities where anti-government protests have erupted. Abu Muhammad says the protests in Arida have been peaceful. The demonstrators demanded freedom and an end to President Bashar al-Assad's 11-year reign. He says the protesters in Arida have been mainly Sunni Muslims. The town also has a large population of Alawites. That's the sect of Shiite Islam that President Assad belongs to. Abu Muhammad says the Alawites in Arida sided with the Assad regime against the Sunnis. He says, "When we saw the tanks, we started to run away, and they started shooting at us. Even when we crossed the Lebanese border, they kept on shooting at us." Yesterday, a short burst of gunfire sent the refugees on the Lebanese side scurrying for cover. Heavier and more regular gunfire was heard in the distance. The Syrian government says the army has been sent into Arida and other villages to rescue Syrians from armed Islamic extremists. Moeem Rabia is a Lebanese member of parliament who represents this area of Lebanon. He says the Syrian government's allegations are ridiculous.
It's not the fighting. Nobody is there. No resistance, really.
Rabia says Bashar al-Assad's Alawites are basically waging a war against Syria's Sunni Muslims.
It's a kind of, to remove the people from place to another place, like, how to say it?
Like ethnic cleansing?
It's not ethnic, it's sectarian, really, and we are afraid that something is prepared for the next few days or for the next month, I don't know. What's the future of the country?
Another Syrian refugee, whom we'll call Abu Samar, agrees. He fled from reported heavy bombardment of a town called Tel Killa 2 days ago. The town is about 2 miles from the Lebanese border, and refugees say the city has been under siege by Syrian troops for nearly 2 weeks. Syrian rights activists say at least 35 people have been killed in the town. Abu Samar says, "No one in Tel Killa is fighting the army. The army is killing and arresting peaceful protesters." Meanwhile, the situation is becoming more dangerous. Alawites make up around 12% of Syria's population, and they appear to be siding with Assad's government. Sunnis make up around 70% of the population, and they comprise most of the protesters. This refugee from Arida says he was surprised when his Alawite neighbors started shooting at him and his fellow Sunnis. He says, "We don't hate Alawites. We want to live with them. But if they want to make civil war, we are not afraid of them." For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.